Now watch. Who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person. The express image of his person, upholding what? How many things? How did he do it? By the word of his power. He's still upholding. He held everything the prophet said, everything that was prophesied about him in scripture. He came here. He upheld everything by the word of his power. Not one word that was spoken by the prophets under that old covenant that failed. Everything they said, it came to pass. He upheld every word. He healed. He set free. He raised the dead. He cast out devils. He did everything they said. He upheld every word. Now watch. By the word of his power. Then, after he upheld every word, what happened then? When he has, with a little help, when he has how? By himself did what? Purge our sin. What you mean purge? Purge means if something got a stain in it, you get it out. What happened? What do you say? You say that thing is gone. It's clean. The stain is gone. Listen, brothers and sisters, in your life, sin is gone. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say it again. Sin is gone, so don't fool with it. I'm going to say it again because y'all ain't quite got it yet. I said, you've been born again. Sin is gone. You're not a sinner anymore. So you don't participate with sin. You find out what's sin, what's right, what's not. If it's not right, don't do it. Don't say it. Don't participate with it. Educate yourself. Train yourself. Develop yourself. Put that word on the inside of you and say, this is what I'm going to do. Because you have many opportunities to sin. Hallelujah. But he did what? Purged our sin, sat down where? Now notice where he sat. He sat down at the right hand of majesty on high. Guess what else he did? He didn't leave you where you were. He called you, come on, sit with me. Ah, Jesus. Somebody ought to shout in this place. But anyway, he said, he's saying here, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Where higher seat can you sit in than at the right hand of God? You're not going to sit on his seat. He's in his seat. But you can sit by him at his right hand. Yeah. Hallelujah. Who being made so much, I'm going to teach y'all a few things here on this. Being made, you remember I started because I didn't finish. And we're going back to that. Remember, we talked about in Camp Meet the Other Side of Praise. We got some stuff to talk about. All right. But watch this. I'm going to show you something. Being made so much better than the angels. I'm trying to teach you how to look at scripture and search them out and dig those truths out and get those things in your heart. Being made. Did you hear what he said? Did you hear what I just read? Being made so much better than who? Turn to Proverbs chapter 8. Not Proverbs. Psalm chapter 8. Did y'all hear what I just read? Being made so much better. Didn't say made just a little better. So much better than the angels. Did you hear what that's? All right, have you found, what did I say? Psalm 8. Psalm 8, right? Okay. All right. Let's pick up. We can get to it if I pick up at verse 3. When I consider the heaven, the work of thy finger, the moon, the stars, which thou hast ordained. What is man? Now notice he asked a question. What is man? Well, see, Jesus was a man. He was made so much better than angels. Did you hear me? What is man that thou art mindful of him, the son of man that thou visit him? For thou hast made him a little lower Now, something ain't right there because he said it was made so much better. And this is saying he made it a little lower. Well, see, that's the translator's fault. There should have been it should have read, he was made a little lower than Elohim, which is God. He was made so much better than the angels. And the last time I read scripture, and in the same book we're in, Hebrew chapter 1, I read where he said, they are servants to us. They are ministering spirit to minister for us. And you don't have the chief serving the servant. The servant serves the chief. Hello, somebody. I say hello, somebody. So watch this. He was made so much better, and I want you to see that. So when people, you got to take the scripture and let them explain and teach you what God is saying. And we cannot be sons of God when all of his angels are servant to God. And we cannot be sons of God. And a servant is not a son. A son is not a servant. Those are two different ranks of authority. Am I right about it? And so here's what I want the Lord want me to bring out tonight. Jesus knew he was a son. He committed himself fully to his sonship, to the Father. When he was a boy, he lived in Joseph's house. Joseph raised him. When he was 12 years old, he was able to quote verbatim the five books of law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. He could quote all of that because every Hebrew boy in those days, they trained them to do that. Hello, somebody. But he knew he was the Son of God. Are you in the house? I said he knew he was the Son of God. And he walked in his sonship doing exactly what his daddy told him to do, Father God. He did not listen to the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the religious folks, the devil himself. Even when he was out there in the wilderness for 40 days, he didn't participate with the devil. Although the devil tempted him how? Severely. Took temptation to it max. Am I right about it? All right. So I want you to see this now. Praise God. So back to Hebrew 10. Say, and now watch it. The law having a shadow, not the truth, just a shadow. You know something there. But here the real deal has showed up. And he proved that. Law having a shadow of good things to come, not the very image of the thing. Can never with those sacrifices which they offer year by year continually make the coming thereunto perfect. They offer this year by year. And all these years that they offer these sacrifices didn't change them one bit. Now let me ask you a question now. All this stuff you've been doing on your own, what you thought were right, what you felt you fought for, and did it. It hadn't changed one thing. Why do you keep doing it? You won't pay your tithe. You're still broke. Why do you keep doing it? Come on now. Come on, somebody. Why do you keep doing it? Why do you keep fighting God? Why do you keep trying to make it? He have told you they offer these sacrifices year after year, and it did nothing for their sin. They still were sinners. It didn't do one thing to stop them from cussing. Come on. Now you are hearing the word, and God have told you how to prosper spiritually, mentally, socially, financially, in every way, in every aspect of your life. Here it is, and you keep on trying to do it your way. What's wrong with you? Come on now. And here Jesus had proved what a man, a son would do, following the instruction of the Father, that nothing impossible. So I'm going to read it again.